over a 10-year time period. Right now, all construction is being paid with our clinical revenues, but should these other repairs need to be done, we may have to consider additional funding options for those. On the legislative front, we rejoice in the changes in state procurement rules which apply to our hospital. Mike Bass provided us with an overview, and it is very much still a work in progress, but it should definitely make us more nimble and thus help us to improve our bottom line. Avijit Ghosh presented dashboard data to us yesterday morning. Just to let you know, we're developing a dashboard program for the hospital. It's in the process of expanding, and we will be reviewing that at each of our meetings. One agenda item for you today, item 16. Again, another one for Miles Square, a request for an $800,000 increase, mainly for architect and engineering considerations. Discussed in the committee, no dissension on this recommendation. You have a report in your big book. It required annually by the Joint Council on Accreditation of Hospitals for us to review the medical staff credentials. That was provided for us by our new Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Richard Helmers. In general, the standard arrivals and departures, which you'd expect at an academic institution, of note, no dismissals over the last year. One last item, WWT minutes to be approved. At the end of this meeting, you will recall we had a short meeting, a discussion on that at our last full board meeting. Next meeting, March 14th at 1 p.m. Rick, we don't, no 8 a.m. meetings on the 14th, buddy. In Urbana, Illini Union rooms B, Illini rooms B and C. Could I ask Rick or Lawrence to add anything, or be happy to answer any questions?
Tim, just to clarify, at the end of this meeting, today's meeting, assuming it has an end. At the end of that, we'll close this meeting out, then we'll convene for just a couple of minutes.
Right.
Another meeting to approve the minutes.
Right. Okay. As I understand, that's the proper parliamentary procedure.
Okay.
Okay. If there are no other questions, then I will turn it over to Vice President Garcia for a slightly more in-depth on financials and a report on some very exciting and uplifting recent clinical advancements.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Well, I appreciate this opportunity to update the board with some of the activities in the healthcare system as alluded to by Trustee Koritz. I thought what I would do is maybe start off with a comparison of the operational expenses for the leadership team for three of the academic centers in Chicago. Shown here on this slide is, in fact, the health system leadership for Rush University, University of Chicago, and Northwest Memorial Hospital, with the positions within that leadership team. Now, one thing that these three hospitals have in common, as you can see at the very bottom here, is that the operational expenses for the salaries for these positions totals about $10 or $11 million. So in contrast, here's the University of Illinois, same position, same types of individuals filling these positions here. And you'll notice at the bottom that this rolls up to a total cost of $5.3 million. Now, one thing that the three other academic centers had, and I should mention that $5.3 million for operating the University of Illinois system right now actually is slightly less than what it was with the Vice Chancellor of Health Affairs Office as it was run, you know, approximately 7 or 8 years ago. So this is a operational expense that is, I think, a very, very good value. One thing that I think substantiates that is that if you look at what Northwestern University of Chicago and Rush University have also in common with this health system leadership is that if you add all their federally funded salary support among these three institutions, as well as their federally funded institutional research that they provide, that equals actually zero. In contrast, at the University of Illinois, we have three individuals that recover salary support from federally funded grants to the tune of over $300,000.